Hello, dear friends. You are listening to day 17 of the 30-day challenge on Adventures of Anjana. Today happens to be my daughter's birthday, her 7th birthday. And usually the energy around a birthday of a kid, you know how it goes, right? There's excitement. There is, I want this, I want that. I want to buy these clothes. I want to make these things for my friends. All of the jazz has happened. But this year, collectively as a family, the four of us decided that we would do something different for our birthdays. Now, adults, we don't do too much on our birthdays. We just probably call a few friends, have a good time together and say, happy birthday, here's to another year around the sun. But for kids, it's always an expectation. They always want something. There's always this surprise element that needs to be there. The joy of turning 7 and, you know, constantly telling everyone, hey, tomorrow's my birthday, hey, tomorrow's my birthday. And when the day finally arrives, they are the center of attraction. They are like the center of the universe. And they just give out that vibe. And my daughter definitely gives out this vibe, even if it's not her birthday. Anyway, so the thing we decided upon is that, yes, while it's a lot of fun to have birthday parties, call in friends, get a lot of gifts and all that, it can also get a bit too overwhelming. So we decided that this year the kids could pick out something that they really, really want for their birthday and we would get it for them. They obviously go to school and celebrate with their friends. They sing songs, share chocolate, sweets, whatever. Have a good time basically. Then they come home, we cut a cake, spend time together as a family and call it a night. I felt that this is really not just simple, but also a wholesome experience. So this year, both our kids wanted bicycles. They wanted an upgrade to the cycles that they had. And we thought, okay, chalo, that's pretty doable. And that's an investment if you look at it, instead of something frivolous that would probably conk off in about 6 to 8 months. So we got them some really nice bicycles. So now what remains? She's gone to school. She's gone to school happily. She's taken some sweets and chocolates and she's wearing clothes that she picked out for herself from the store. And what more could a kid ask for? You know, basically everyone's just going, hey, happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday. That I feel makes their day. And I think this is good enough. In a time where every small celebration is blown out of proportion and when every year you have to have like arches of balloons and thematic birthdays and return gifts and party favors, these kind of birthdays are good too. I mean, you know, give it a couple of years and my daughter would just be like, mom, I'm going to take a couple of my friends and go here, here, here. And this is what I want to do for my birthday. And we would be okay with that. So we're kind of evolving as parents and her expectations are changing as well as she grows older. I mean, every birthday has to be different. Like families who travel on their children's birthdays, like families who invest in an experience on their kids' birthdays, this is something new for my family. And I am seeing that it takes off a lot of pressure from everyone. Now, I am not against fancy birthdays. In fact, I for one love birthday parties. I love the concept around celebrating birthdays. And I will tell you about that in tomorrow's episode because that has got something to do with my childhood. So until I see you tomorrow, this is Anjana saying take care. Tata bye bye.